The Athletic.
Hi Reds, James Pearce here at Anfield, where the full-time whistle has just gone. It finished Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. Coming up, we'll bring you all the post-match reaction. We'll hear the best bits from Jurgen Klopp's press conference, and my colleague Andy Jones will drop by to give us his take on what was a hard-fought victory for Jurgen Klopp's side in their ongoing pursuit of Premier League glory.
McAllister, brilliant ball, Salah! He had to get one right in the end. It was the ball from McAllister that picked him out. And Mo Salah, as so often, Liverpool's saviour.
So it's all over here at Anfield. Liverpool had to dig really deep to grind that one out. Once again, the powers of recovery of Jurgen Klopp's side coming to the fore. That's now 26 points won from losing positions so far this season in the Premier League. More than any other team. And that was their seventh comeback victory, and that's their most in a single league campaign in the Premier League era. They deserved it, there's no doubt about that. When you look at the underlying numbers on the day, expected goals 2.79, plays 0.44, they had 30 shots to Brighton's 9, 8 on target to Brighton's 3. But it did get very, very nervy, and it just, you know, looking around this place and just seeing the anxiety on people's faces, it just kind of reinforced what we're all going to be going through in the next 7 weeks, because we know it's not going to be plain sailing. There's going to be plenty more days like this where it's just about getting over the line. It's about scrapping and fighting and showing resilience and doing just enough. And Liverpool did that today. You know, they were wasteful. You know, Jurgen Klopp said himself that he felt they lacked calmness in the final third in terms of snatching at chances. And maybe part of that is, you know, coming off the international break. Maybe part of it is just the sheer scale of what they're going for. The stakes are so high. Maybe there is a little bit of anxiety creeping in. That would be completely understandable. But I'll tell you one person who stayed calm amongst the mayhem today, and that was Alexis McAllister. What a performance from him. Completed 58 of his 63 passes, created 5 chances, more than anyone else on the pitch. And that most important pass of the lot was his one into the feet of Mohamed Salah to create what turned out to be the winning goal. And McAllister's just absolutely flourishing at the minute. Since, what was it, probably early February, when Wataru Endo's return to the side freed up McAllister to start playing a bit further forward. We've really seen the absolute best of him, because he is much more of a number 8 than a 6. I think we all knew that even earlier on in the season when he was doing a job in that holding midfield role. So, really, really big contribution from McAllister today against his former club. A real class act as well. You only had to see how he was embraced by his former teammates after the final whistle, and the reaction from the Brighton fans as well, because they still love him, and he's certainly been taken to the hearts of Liverpool fans since he made that move from the South Coast last summer. There were other big performances for me. I thought Jarrell Kwanzaa deserves a huge amount of praise, keeping his place ahead of Ibrahima Konate. He's just, again, really fearless and just meets every challenge he faces head on, Kwanzaa. And I thought Conor Bradley recovered really well from a difficult start to the game. And Luis Diaz, let's give him plenty of credit as well, because that was a really clever finish for the equaliser.
Salah, and it came back on Feldman, and Liverpool get their equaliser. Luis Diaz was the man who pounced.
And he caused Brighton a lot of problems, cutting in off that left flank, and only a real tight offside decision denied Diaz a second goal. So it was. I mean, we've said it a number of times, haven't we, this season? Liverpool have had a habit of starting games slowly, and that was once again the case with 87 seconds. That was all it was on the clock when I think there's a Szoboszlai tracking back. He couldn't deal with the situation. Van Dijk couldn't deal with it, and Welbeck punished them with an emphatic finish from just outside the box. And that was the earliest a visiting side have led in a Premier League game at Anfield since Harry Kane scored for Tottenham in the first minute back in October 2019. And there was a little bit of lethargy, I think, early on. But, you know, I think the beauty of it is, because Liverpool have dug themselves out of so many holes already this season. There was no real panic. They just slowly grew into it. Salah had a curling shot that went wide. You know, McAllister went close from the edge of the box. You know, there was a lot of anger around this place at what were some pretty baffling refereeing decisions from David Coote, the referee today. Klopp was absolutely raging on the touchline, him and his staff, at some of the decisions that went against them. But if anything, that kind of added another edge to the atmosphere, really. And that kind of that fire kind of did spur Klopp's players on, and they deservedly equalised shortly before the half hour mark, when a corner was half cleared. Salah did well to nod it back into the danger area. It comes off Veltman, and there's Diaz, really alert, clever movement, and exquisite finish to restore parity. And then Liverpool really should have like taken complete control after that. When you look at some of the chances they had, you know, Nunes set Salah away, but the Egyptian shot was really tame. Should have done better. Bradley had a half chance as well. Diaz saw another shot saved. You know, Nunes denied by the keeper, and you wondered at that point whether they might be left to rue those missed opportunities. And then right into the second half, it was Liverpool always in the ascendancy. They dominated possession and territory. But when Salah had a penalty appeal waved away again, Coote not interested, and you saw again what this means to everyone, the anger and around this place, because you sense, would that end up being a big moment? Szoboszlai went close. I thought his athleticism today helped Liverpool stay on the front foot, but just before it was, I think we were reaching that point where if Liverpool hadn't found a second goal, it would have got really edgy in this place. But credit to McAllister, such a calm head, lovely pass into Salah. And Salah, I think he had 12 shots today, which is the most a Liverpool player's ever had in a Premier League game. And, he was far from his most clinical best, Salah, yet, thankfully, in terms of Liverpool's title hopes, he had one calm finish in him, and he whipped that ball past the goalie to give Liverpool a lead, and then they really should have gone on and finished them off. Diaz thought he had done, but then the flag went up and the VAR check showed that he was just an absolute whisker offside. Salah had another opportunity on the counter attack, but fired straight at the keeper. And then of course at 2-1, it was just always going to get nervy, wasn't it, late on? And let's give some credit to Quirin Kelleher as well, because he didn't have much to do today. He was a spectator for long periods, but really alert to make a sprawling save from Lewis Dunk's header late on, which I think a lot of other keepers probably wouldn't have got across to that. So credit to him. And then Liverpool, it was just a case then of playing out time, really. So it's certainly not an emphatic performance, not an emphatic win, but who cares about that at this stage? It's all about winning. It's all about getting the job done. Liverpool have done that. They've got off to a victorious start after the international break. It's very much a case of one down, nine to go.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
So first up, in Jurgen Klopp's press conference, I asked him just how pleased he was by the reaction to that early setback with Welbeck's goal inside 2 minutes.
From my point of view, it was the best performance we had against Roberto's Brighton. More possession, better possession. A really good rhythm in the game. Okay, besides a goal, we lose the ball. It doesn't mean we can lose the ball high up the pitch. It doesn't mean you have to concede. That was really well done. Great, great finish as well. So, as far as I saw it, I liked the reaction a lot. But I saw as well that in our finishing, we were a bit in a rush. That was not the same level like all the rest. You cannot create all the time like we did. And then one or two of them must be proper chances. We didn't have enough shots on target in the first half. And the few we had, they were rollers. So that's we can do have to do that better. But still scored an equalizer after a set piece, which is always a good and very helpful asset. Showed the boys a couple of situations in half time, told them what we should keep doing, we have to calm down, and our defending we could improve. We tried that. And again, control big parts of the game as much as you can against them. It's not always possible because it's super intense to deny them. It was real hard work. So front line had to work hard, had to be patient at the right moment. Mataro and Maka in right spaces, and Dom was the surprising act there, the chaser, the chaos creator, and it worked, wow, I thought, really well. I don't think that a lot of they had quite a possession, but not the possession they wanted. That helps. We score a wonderful second goal, a wonderful third goal. Unfortunately, it was slightly offside, but still a good goal. And then you have to bring it over the line. Actually, to be 100% honest, we are not now in that situation for 10 years with this team. So I thought we would have been a bit more nervous. But I thought the boys were really calm. I liked that a lot. And yes, they still had moments. That's how it can go. And you cannot deny them completely. We won the game. I think we all agree we deserve to win the game. Really good afternoon.
Well, I think the name on everyone's lips after that game was Alexis McAllister. A really, really special performance from the Argentina international. And I asked Jurgen Klopp about the rich vein of form that he's in at the minute.
I saw a lot of special performances today. Yes, Maka was incredible, absolutely incredible. But when you have that kind of talent, when you have that kind of character, then you should show it out. And by the way, it's like it's Maka. He can do that, so do it. That's Connor. That's Kwanzaa, that's Wataru, that's Dom. So they are that good, that's Joe Gomez. So the boys are good, so show it, be. And yes, I'm the biggest fan of these boys, but I stop being surprised if they really perform on highest level because it's just what I want them to do, and that's when they do it, it's fine. If they cannot do it, then I think about why, on how could we help. But when they do it, I'm not as surprised as others maybe, so I'm just happy the more often they can do it. Great game, and so many moments. And then Cuif puts that ball out of the corner. I saw that pretty well, and I didn't expect the hand coming. And then there he was, and was really cool. How is that? Difficult game, good performance, fantastic result.
Well, Jurgen Klopp was then asked about the importance of having senior players in the team who have been part of title races previously and being able to draw upon that experience on days like this.
I just think we should, and I love the atmosphere today. I really thought, because when I talk about being nervous, as a whole, as a unit, we were more nervous years ago. So it was pretty much like that when we were 1-0 up, then before we scored the second or the third, nobody could calm down a little bit in the stands. That's long ago, but it is something we had to develop together, and I loved the reaction of the crowd today. It was really, people were really in the game. I loved that, really. So as a unit, we have to get through this. We decide if we enjoy it or not, pretty much. So it will be tough, and yes, it's sometimes nerve-wracking, and it will be, heart rate will be at 180, 200, whatever, from time to time, if you watch it or if you play it. But if we all together enjoy this, we have a chance. If we don't, we still have a chance. It's just really much more difficult, and that's why we try to stay positive in all these moments. It's a great situation where the boys brought us in. We are there, I don't even know exactly points tally, but another three. So we are there up with two other teams fighting for the biggest prize in English football. And we will see how it will end up. But I decided I will really try hard to enjoy it.
Well, then the conversation turned to Liverpool's next test, which, of course, is here against Sheffield United on Thursday evening. And Klopp was asked about Curtis Jones's chances of making his comeback in that game.
So he trained already with us on Saturday, yesterday, but had done extra, like, because the minus one session is now has not the intensity Curtis needed, so he was with us, and then he had an extra shift. He will be full up in training. What does exactly mean for the game? Let me have a look on that. Nobody else. The others. Yeah, slowly but surely, but not yet.
And finally, Jurgen Klopp was asked about Mohamed Salah. He was asked whether he felt the Egyptian was getting some of his sharpness back after missing so much football since the start of the year due to that hamstring problem.
Imagine Mo would have finished off all situations in his career, so that would have been a crazy number. So it's absolutely fine. We need him to try. That's what I mean. Mo as well, like others, were a bit in a rush in this situation in the first half. Like the finishes were not like they can do it. But then being as that calm in the decisive moment when you have to finish, when you have to finish, it was the biggest chance we had. It was the best football situation we played. That is, makes then a real goal scorer. So absolutely happy with everything. Could play 90 something, you know. We just have to keep going. We need the boys all. So it's like Darwin opened up so many spaces for us. Lucho was incredible. So they all were really good today. I always had two center halves. Outstanding. Was a really, really good football game. And against just an opponent where you know exactly that will be hardest work. To defend them is probably the highest intensity necessary in English football. But we did well. I don't think they played a lot of games like that now, where somebody pressed in the way we pressed, and I'm really happy with that.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
All right, Reds, Andy here, just back from Anfield as Liverpool took another big step forward in their mission to pick up the Premier League title at the end of the season with a 2-1 victory over Brighton, which didn't feel comfortable or straightforward at any point, really. I think it's one of those games, if you take a step back, take the emotion out of it. And there was certainly a lot of emotion in that ground today, given what's riding on it, given the other game that's happening today, that you would probably look at it and say that Liverpool played really, really well. There was a lot of good things to like, you know, to like about the performance. Ultimately, they do start a goal down, effectively, with Brighton scoring early. That's what they wanted to do all game, you know, target that right-hand side on the break with Adingra. De Zerbi usually targets Liverpool's right, and Adingra was excellent in the game earlier in the season, and, you know, he switched sides. You know, he was a constant threat, but I think when you look back at it, you know, Liverpool did manage Brighton's counter-attacks, which is effectively what they were looking for pretty well. Just they struggled at the opposite end of the pitch to be cohesive and get everything right. And the match winner is probably the main culprit in Mo Salah, who gets his goal. But at the end of the day, well, he should have had a hat-trick with the chances that he missed. You know, a really poor finishing display from him, if we're frank. But he scored one, which was the main thing. Just wasteful, I think, in a lot of things he does. And I think that one of the things with Salah is because he's so involved in the match, it can feel like he's, you know, constantly giving the ball away or making the wrong decision or not finishing off the move. But he's in the right place at the right time. And that's why he scored so many goals for Liverpool. And that's why he'll hopefully be you know, the main man or one of the main men to fire Liverpool to this title. But I think for large parts, Liverpool, you know, controlled the game pretty well. And I say limited it other than that, you know, that right at the start and then that sort of last 10 minutes, which got a bit nervy. And it's, you know, it's that stage of the season, is it, where every, you know, the pressure, you know, just increases with every second that ticks by. Every pass feels like the end of the, a misplaced pass feels like the end of the world. Every missed chance feels like the last chance you're ever going to get in the game. And even when there's, you know, 15 minutes gone, and that's just the way it goes. And, you know, Liverpool have a number of the players have been involved in these title races now, but it's still new for a few of them. But it certainly doesn't look new for Alexis McAllister, who, was just exceptional again. Received plenty and a lot of praise for his performances in the number six role earlier in the season. But, you know, in that number eight role, you can really see what Jurgen Klopp's vision was when he brought him to the club. Obviously, that's where he was in pre-season. And, you know, the injuries and the sales and things like that, you know, meant he had to relocate. But, you know, moving him back into that number eight role has just been excellent. And, you know, he sets the tempo of a game. You know, everything just looks so easy. Looks like he's got 2-3 seconds more than everyone else sometimes. Even then, he does nearly get dispossessed or gets dispossessed, but, you know, they're quite rare occurrences. And it's funny that he sets a tempo, but then seemingly plays a tempo that's different to everyone else anyway. His pass for the winner was sensational. You know, great vision, great ball into him from Szoboszlai, real pace on that, and he controls it, you know, again, different pace to everyone else who's, you know, flying about on the edge of the box, and he just picks out Salah really, really calmly, and Salah does the rest. And that was, you know, epitomised his game at any point in the game when there was a, you know, it got a bit wild or it got a bit fast and there was plenty of emotion in it. You know, he just plays the game without it in a way. And, you know, probably unlucky that a couple more of his, you know, his quality passes weren't, you know, didn't lead to goals. There was one in the first half, I think, where he finds Salah, and Salah, it would have been hard, but he could have, you know, tried to square it to Nunes in the middle, but he took a shot on the volley, which, you know, went over the bar. But it was just a wastefulness, I think, in the end from Liverpool, which was the frustration. But at this point in the season, it's how you get the wins. It's not the way you do it. It's just getting there. It doesn't matter if you play well, if you play bad. It's just about getting the 3 points. And Liverpool have, especially at home, got to make sure that they're perfect for the rest of the season. And, you know, Brighton have had a bit of a hoodoo on them. They hadn't, you know, this was the first time Klopp, in the Klopp De Zerbi battle, Klopp came out on top. You know, the 4 games previously had, you know, Brighton had been able to restrict Liverpool or beat them. So it's it, you know, it's it, that's, you know, a good sign, and Liverpool can move on with, you know, positivity and more players coming back and a number of players in form, especially Alexis McAllister. And you feel that he is going to be, you know, one of the main keys to help and hopefully lead Liverpool to the league title.
So that's it for me here at Anfield. Happy Easter to you all. I'll be back with Tony Evans and the rest of the team for Wednesday's Walk On podcast. Thanks for joining me, and we'll catch you again then.